Tonight, Maryland Governor Wes Moore's take on reopening the crucial port of Baltimore and rebuilding the Francis Scott Key Bridge. Today marks 1 year since American journalist Evan Gershkovich was arrested in Russia and accused of spying. Since then, his detention has repeatedly been extended. Wall Street traders have this Good Friday off. The stock market wrapped up trading yesterday with the Dow gaining 47 points, closing at 39,807. More details, srnnews.com.
Biden has started tracking Christians like cattle. Yes, you heard it right. He pressured banks to tag transactions for certain keywords. One of them is Holy Bible. That's a horrifying and creepy attack on our religious freedoms. It's made possible by a digital financial system that makes you a sitting duck. But you do have other options. I recommend a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. I'm Lance Wallnau, a news analyst, a best-selling author, and evangelical leader to people who cherish their financial independence. A precious metals IRA can help you avoid the scrutiny of Biden's anti-Christian bureaucracy while also preserving your retirement savings. To find out more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see how a gold IRA can help you. Text FAITH to 989898. There are no strings attached. So text FAITH to the number 989898 right now and take action to protect your own prosperity.
The Johnny Adams Law Firm. They want you to stay safe on the road. Please don't text and drive. Get to your destination safely. Your family and friends will thank you. From the Johnny Adams Law Firm.
It's Thomas Weather.
Timing is everything, and the timing for this string of beautiful weather just in time for the Easter weekend couldn't be better. Sunshine today on this Good Friday with a high temperature up to about 74, so very comfortable. Partly cloudy, a little cool tonight, overnight low in the mid-40s. The warm-up continues tomorrow. Saturday's high 79, 83 on Easter Sunday. Abundant sunshine, just about a perfect forecast. And then mid-80s with partial sunshine, still dry Monday. The risk of showers and storms holding off till Tuesday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At ASE Credit Union, financing your next adventure is easier than ever with rates as low as 5.25%. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
1819 News.
The posting of body camera footage this week that involves the shooting death of Stephen Perkins in Decatur by police is causing a revisiting of the whole issue for those in North Alabama. Several North Alabama media outlets have refused to air that the footage, which was obtained exclusively by 1819 News. The video footage provides more context to the situation beyond what the neighbors provided in their security camera and the Ring doorbell footage that was all released shortly after Perkins' shooting death in September of 2023. The Morgan County NAACP chapter president Rodney Gordon says that the body camera footage is disturbing and calls for justice to be served when it comes to Perkins. Protesters are now marching on behalf of Perkins again after seeing the leaked footage, saying it reveals that Perkins was not given enough warning or time to comply with the police commands and that the officers were positioned out of sight from Perkins when he came out of his home regarding the tow truck driver that was repossessing his truck. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Covenant Grassroots Group seeks to directly support organizations and agencies that are fighting the global battle against human trafficking. They do this through funding, procuring, and advocating. You can go to covenantrescue.org for further details. They need your donations, guys. Hop on and donate.
The mother of a murdered 5-year-old girl out of Phoenix City has pleaded guilty to human trafficking while charges of first-degree murder have been dropped. Christy Sipple is the secondary person being charged in the death of Kamari Holland. Jeremy Williams is being charged with killing and sexually assaulting the little girl after her death. Kamari Holland was reported missing by her mother to police, but once the girl's body was found and her murder connected to Jeremy Williams, police then determined that Sipple had engaged in trafficking her daughter to Williams. Sipple remains behind bars without bond until her sentencing. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
It's a fact. Guys hate going to the doctor. But when it comes to erectile dysfunction and low testosterone issues, men from all over Montgomery have been thrilled seeing the providers at Montgomery Men's Health. Men all the way up to 95 years old have jump-started their sex drive and energy levels. Lots of men suffer with ED for years, but now they're able to enjoy sex again. Tom from Montgomery said, "Montgomery Men's Health has changed my life. I have been able to be intimate with my wife for the first time in 5 years. She thought this problem was because of her, but the pills never worked for me. I had given up until I went to the clinic and realized there were more options for erectile dysfunction. Now I'm happy and my wife is happy. A visit for only $99. And that includes all testing, including a PSA and testosterone test. Give the guys at the clinic a call at 334-440-3663. That's 334-440-3663. Or go to MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com.
Got a hungry family? Sam Marcos in Millbrook has what you've been craving. You'll find all the traditional Mexican favorites, but Sam Marcos in Millbrook has more true Mexican food items that you can't find in other restaurants. Street tacos, huaraches, tostada de tinga, elote, and more. Sam Marcos is a real deal for Mexican food. Open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week. For authentic Mexican food, great and friendly service, visit Sam Marcos. Located in the Food Outlet Shopping Center off Highway 14 in Millbrook. Also available on DoorDash. There's nothing like the Sam Marcos experience in the River Region.
Trustworthy Electric is hiring full-time electrical techs at $24 to $30 per hour, plus monthly bonus opportunities. Free medical, vision, and dental insurance, paid vacation, holiday, and sick days. 401k and profit-sharing programs offered. Home every night and off weekends. Visit trustworthyelectric.net/careers.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Alabama Unfiltered Radio, powered by 1819 News. To join the conversation, call 334-272-9228. Now, here's your host, Scott Deason.
Welcome to the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. We are powered by 1819news.com. Go over and check out 1819news.com. It's easy for me to say. You will appreciate the news that they provide, and while you're there, consider supporting the work that they do. I hope you're having a fantastic Good Friday as we go through some of the things of what Holy Week is. It's funny because sometimes when we're trying to decide what to talk about on the show, you think, well, everybody knows that. Why talk about it? And then we kind of look inward and say, you know what? We're 50-something years old and don't know many of these things, and I figure if we don't know them, there are a handful of other people. Most of y'all probably do know these things, but a handful of other people who may not. So I'm enjoying doing this on a Good Friday. Like in a little bit, we'll get to what Maundy Thursday.
Yes.
How do you say it, Scott?
Maundy.
Is that a Catholic
thing?
That's
how we say. That's an Episcopalian thing. So.
Yeah, but Episcopalian, I mean, that's lazy Catholics is what my boss told me.
Oh, man, wait a minute. What now?
He was Catholic, and I was like, I don't understand what he said, but that's what we are.
It's all the hope without the Pope.
I dig it. I love that explanation. Oh, man,
that's
good.
Much better than lazy Catholics. That's funny.
Yeah.
But. Hey, we all have, if we can't laugh about things, you know
that's
what I'm saying?
I mean, look, Presbyterians are the frozen chosen.
The frozen chosen. But the Baptists, we couldn't even have church if we didn't eat after. I mean, that's how we get people to come to the church. We have Baptist potluck dinner afterwards.
Why do they hide from each other in the liquor store? I just find that hilarious.
It's part of the statement of faith. And what do they call it? Faith and
message.
Yes, that's part it is. Yeah. Part of it is.
Come
it's
on,
way
guys.
Down at the end. We usually don't get to that part, but if you see the other Baptist
I'm just
store,
getting this from my grandma.
It's a rheumatism medicine. Yeah,
look, I am trying. Look, I want to have some to have for a toddy if you have a cold. Yeah. And I just can't make myself go to the liquor store. I've never been to the liquor store.
I do feel shame heaped on me when I'm in there, but I'm like, okay.
Well, if you go for me, you can like...
Look, I'm going for Scott.
Yes.
I'm going for Mr. Beeston.
I'm here for Scott.
He needs a little grandpa's liquor. So it's more fun if my husband goes. Then I'm like, oh, da-da-da-da-da.
Just running around.
But if I go, you do see the people that are like, don't want to be seen. I'm like, dude, you're in the liquor store. Everybody's looking at everybody else.
See you at church on Sunday. Just medicinal purposes.
That's it, yeah.
Let's go to Kathy. Kathy, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening, and thank you for calling back today.
Sure. Well, yes, it is a good Friday, because without Friday, there would be no Easter, and then all would be lost, and our faith would be in vain, as Paul says. So,
yes, ma'am.
Yes, it is a good Friday. It's a great Friday. But... I called yesterday to wish you a happy Maundy Thursday.
And you did? Really?
I was going to mention that, but you said you were going to talk about it.
Well, tell us what Maundy means, because I had to look it up.
Well, it's a Latin word, as most of them are. Mandatum, it means commandment, and it's talking about when Christ commanded the disciples to wash people's feet, and of course, Jesus did that, but basically it's like to serve. So okay. In our church, we don't wash the feet, although I don't see a problem with that, and some people do. But it's one of the my favorite events of the year because of the church calendar year, because the men have to serve everything. So the deacons and the elders, they serve everybody else. So you sit down and you eat a meal. Say the Baptists are missing out. You have several opportunities to have more food that y'all don't do, like Shrove Tuesday and Maundy Thursday.
Well, look, very awesome.
Look, Kathy, about 175 years ago, if you look up Baptist history, we tried to do a Maundy Thursday where the men served. And we messed it up so bad. The women were very frustrated. We did not put any of the... We had the desserts down by the tea. We didn't get enough chicken. Somebody forgot the napkins. And the women just basically voted, and there's more of y'all, and they said, no more men serving, because it's just a cluster.
Well, see, that's why the women order it and make sure everything's there.
You're in charge
that's
of it.
Right.
And say, honey, you take this right over there.
Yes.
Right. And it's just the men have to put it on trays and put it out to the people. So
basically, I understand, yes.
Work, but yeah, we have it catered, and it's Joe's Italian, and we have a lasagna, and lasagna and salad and dessert. And
that is definitely what Jesus and the disciples had. Absolutely.
That's right. That's for sure. but it's commemorating the washing the feet and the Passover dinner. So it's both those things. So that's what Maundy Thursday is about. And it's, like I say, it's another opportunity to get together and have a good meal. We believe in eating in our church, too. And
we do
a lot of it.
I'm slowly learning the truth of that.
Hey, do y'all still do like the Wednesday night fellowship dinner before church?
Well, we don't have Wednesday night. We have Wednesday services for like prayer services, but we don't have like a preaching.
Really?
Or like
you're
that.
In one of those churches that just decided Wednesday wasn't. Did y'all have Sunday night church?
Well, the way we figure it is you go to church on Sunday morning. You're only commanded to go once a week. Don't have to go.
We don't want to get any extra. No.
No.
And then you have family time in the afternoon, so you get together, and we have fellowship time. We have different groups that get together on Sunday, so we have fellowship time with people, but we just don't go back to church because God didn't command that. Not that you can't do it. You can do it as many times as you want to.
I kind of miss the old go to church on Sunday morning, go to church on Sunday night, go to church on Wednesday. Our church still has Wednesday night, but we don't have fellowship dinner anymore.
And it was awesome.
It's really sad. And then I found out, listen to this, Kathy. I found out because I was bemoaning the fact that we don't have it. Not that I went all the time. I'm even up for, hey, look, everybody bring crock pots and come and... Because you just got to see and talk to everybody, and it was just, there was something special about it. My church in the old campus, they had to go into the old kitchens and disconnect all the power and everything to the ovens and stoves and all that kind of stuff where the, you know, part of that would be done for insurance purposes.
What?
So there are churches that don't have their Wednesday night things that they used to have, and one of the reasons is insurance. And I'm like, wow. So insurance and lawyers have had an effect on churches' Wednesday night fellowships. I didn't know that, but that's apparently true.
I've never heard of that. And we do have meals on the Wednesday night services, but they're not meals. Well, some people do fix them, and then we have them catered sometimes. So but we have pizza night on one of them. Oof. So they do still have meals, but it's just not like the main thing is getting prayer service. So, but my favorite thing, I grew up in the Baptist church, and my favorite thing was in the summer you'd have ice cream socials on Wednesday night.
That would be awesome.
Homemade ice creams. And that was my favorite thing growing up as a kid. But
absolutely.
So, yeah, we do believe in eating, that's for sure.
I'm impressed with the Italian heritage of y'all's church.
It's very Italian, Scott, don't you know?
Y'all bring in the Italian food for Thursday and Wednesdays.
You should have come to our show Tuesday. That was fun.
What kind of Tuesday?
I'm going to come next year. Coming next year.
Tortellini Tuesdays?
No, the Shrove Tuesday. Pancake Tuesday. We had a pancake supper.
You should come to these things.
It was awesome.
I mean, we'll let the Baptist in. I need
to come
Kathy,
do that.
Don't you think he'd enjoy it way more than he realizes he would?
Oh, I would have a great time.
I'm sure he would.
And the hymns, dude.
So do y'all get Papa St. John's pizza? See how I did so
that was good. That was really
St. John's?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Scott.
I think it's Domino's, actually.
It's St. Dominic Domino's. As Domino's.
There's got to be a way to make Domino's into some Christian. The Domino's, yeah, something.
St.
Domino's.
But you would love our hymns, though, Scott.
Do y'all do Onward Christian Soldiers?
Well, we do, yes, but we also do King Alfred's War Song and Rise Again, Ye Lionhearted. We do really, really manly songs. We don't do I Come to the Garden Alone While the Dew Is Still in the Roses. We don't do those kind of things. We sing the manly songs, and a lot of psalms. So, yes,
that's
we have great
music.
It really is a gem of a church family. It truly is.
Kathy's been a caller for a long, long time and sent me some really good books. And so you go to her church now, right?
Yes, I do. We just joined a month
ago. Kathy, I appreciate you so much. Have a great Easter. God bless you.
I'll see you, Kathy.
You too. God bless you.
That is fantastic stuff.
No, you'd really like it.
I do like that Jesus and the disciples ate Italian, though.
They ate Italian with cheese.
Uh-huh. With cheese.
Yes.
But any Mexican?
Rigatoni.
Surely. Was that on Mondays?
It's
Taco Tuesday. That's what it was.
Taco Tuesday.
St. John's Pizza on Wednesday.
And also on Cinco de Mayo, as we celebrate all people in the world.
So now every time I think of Jesus breaking the bread, I'm thinking the little sticks at Olive Garden. Which made it easier.
I missed
all the culinary stuff.
They make our communion bread. Uh-huh. And I feel bad. Like, we sit on the back row because the acoustics are perfect for Chris. And so we've tried other places, but we sit on the back.
And
I panic every time when I get the bread because it's so good that I'm like, I know I'm supposed to be reverent right now and I could have more.
But you're at the end. You could get more.
I think this Sunday I may take a little more.
Yeah, if you're at the end.
It is outstanding.
Let me tell you somebody else who makes really good bread.
Who?
And it's probably not totally. Well, I mean, they're in the story. My wife used to deliver for what was the food delivery? I mean, they still have one.
What is it? I don't know. Meals on Wheels?
No, not that kind.
Like
people are actually paying groceries.
Oh, Shipt.
Shipt. She was a Shipt shopper. And one of the places it would buy, and they were super nice and everything was great, was the what's the name of the Jewish community center thing?
Oh, yeah.
And
right
on
there on
Friday, you know, their Sabbath starts at Friday evening, and they I think it's Thursday or Friday, they cook bread.
Mm-hmm.
And so one time they gave her some bread just because, hey, we're cooking bread, and she was talking to them about it, whatever. It is fantastic.
I mean, it is
like really, really good.
Can you imagine
good.
How good that smelled?
So I'm thinking that's the kind of bread that Jesus would have been breaking, and it is good. No doubt about it. Let's go to, who do we got? Ken Mullinex. Ken, welcome to the program.
Hello, guys. How are y'all?
We're doing great, Ken. How are you, buddy?
I am doing very well. I'm glad to hear that you're speaking about faith on Good Friday.
Yes, sir.
I think that's an important thing. I've got all my bases covered. I started out a native of Anniston, Alabama, as a Baptist.
Good foundation.
And probably just to take my parents off, I converted to Catholicism. which was really funny. My grandmother, a big-time Southern Baptist, I came in and she goes, Kenny, I understand you converted to be a Catholic. I said, yes, ma'am. She goes, well, you know, we're all Baptists, but I love it when you get closer to Christ regardless. I said, well, thank you, grandmother. She said, but you know, there's one thing I'm worried about. And I said, what? And then she whispered. She said, you know those people worship Mary. And I said, what? And she said, yeah, they were not Mary, but Mary, right?
Mary.
Mary.
Mary. And I said, well, grandmother, no, we don't worship Mary. However, we do utilize her as a lobbyist. I said, yes, ma'am, she's a lobbyist. We say Holy Mary when you bump into Christ, would you put in a good word for me? So we do that. I heard y'all say something else. So you can tell my background is politics. But I do love to tease the Episcopals and always say that Episcopals are junior varsity Catholics.
Gotcha. Hey, Ken, we got to take a break, buddy. Appreciate you. We'll be back.
Funny.
Hey, Alabama, this is Frankie Bumps to tell you about Zaza Serious Italian. You know, we Italians eat like we're going to jail. You know why? Because we never know when we're going. Capisce? Our food is authentic peasant Italian made to order. Our pizzas are hands down the best. If you mention my name, Frankie Bumps, we'll take 30 cents off your bill. I'm a generous guy. Zaza Serious Italian, nobody eats better than us.
Zaza Serious Italian, a Montgomery tradition for more than a decade. In the alley, downtown.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
The Tierce family has been your local Roto-Rooter service since 1964. Drain cleaning, plumbing repair, and those troublesome septic tanks, no problem. Technology has changed a bit in the last 54 years. Video inspections of lines to locate problems is available, as well as scheduling your appointment online. River Region residents have trusted Roto-Rooter for over half a century. You can too. Call today at 272-7130 or visit online at rotorooteralabama.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And we go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
May the odds be ever in your favor
as you embark on Prattville Carpet's Mohawk Money Hunt. Somewhere within the city limits of Prattville is the Prattville Carpet Troll Doll. Find it and bring it to Prattville Carpet to win $1,000 in cash. Clues will randomly be dropped every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on the Prattville Carpet Facebook page or at PrattvilleCarpet.com. So monitor both to hear the clues fast, find the troll, and be $1,000 richer. Get the gameplay details anytime at PrattvilleCarpet.com or the Prattville Carpet Facebook page.
Prattville Carpet, we're more than just carpet.
Are you enjoying 1819 News? If so, consider joining 1819 News as a member. As a nonprofit news organization, we depend on the support of Alabamians like you. Memberships start out as little as $5 a month, and you'll get access to exclusive content only offered to our members. You'll be supporting independent journalism done by people who cherish Alabama values. Become a member today by visiting 1819news.com and clicking Become a Member. That's 1819news.com and click Become a Member today.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Hey, this is Mike from Owens Optical in Eastbrook. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for over 10 years now, and doing so has dramatically increased our business. The sales and production staff are some of the best I've ever worked with. Thanks, Blue Water, for all you do for us.
Now you can add the power of digital advertising to the number one reach of radio. Let Blue Water's 20 years of local advertising and marketing success show you how. Grow your business with a complete suite of digital solutions, combined with the reach of the most listened to radio group in the River Region. Call us or go to BlueWaterBroadcasting.com to find out how we can increase your return on investment. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. I'm Scott Beeson. Amy Beth Shaver is here, and I found it. I got it figured out. I knew there was a reference. A kind lady is explaining it, and I figured out what we've been talking about. So here's some of it.
Christians have a direct relationship with Jesus, and they speak of it like that. You know what? Me and my relationship with Jesus, well, I love Jesus. Jesus loves me. It's a direct, very solid relationship with Jesus. And I thought, wow, really? You guys go straight to Jesus. In a Catholic school, I was given a laundry list of people to contact before the nun said, because otherwise I'm bothering Jesus. You are going to call these people, Kathleen, before you bother Jesus. You can start with your guardian angel. He's got nothing to do 24 hours a day except tend to your needs. If he's not available, you can speak to the saint in charge of the activity you're upset about. Every single saint has been assigned an assignment. You can speak to Jesus' mother if you'd like to. You can give Mary a shout, but you are not bother.
That's pretty good.
That actually is pretty funny.
The chain of command is very important to the
don't bother Jesus.
Yeah, he's got my word.
Oh, that's good. That is so good. No, it is Holy Week, and let's go back out to your phone calls. Let's go. Let's see. Charles the First has a news story, but let's go to Bill. Bill wants to talk about bread.
Talk about the good bread.
Here you go, Bill. Bill, welcome to the program.
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Morning.
So the bread you were talking about, was it fluffy like the normal bread we eat?
It's got to be the leavened bread.
That was from the Jewish Community Center. Was yes. It was not like a pita bread.
Right.
So it was it was so, fluffy bread.
So you know, if you go back and look at Michelangelo's The Last Supper,
yes,
those loaves of bread were big, fluffy loaves of bread.
Right.
Those would not have been at the table.
Why is that?
Why? Because the Passover meal was supposed to be, because Passover, they didn't take the yeast with them, so they were eating like the flat bread.
Unleavened bread.
It would have definitely been flat bread that they ate. And if you've ever been to a premium or any kind of Jewish event, you will discover very quickly that at Passover, you eat unleavened bread.
Is that the Seder meal? Is that what that one is?
That's the Seder meal. Exactly. Okay.
Oh. It's like dandelions and flatbread. Well, they say bitter herbs, but that's what I thought in my mind.
About the last 5 years, me and my wife have participated in Seders. A lot of people have a problem with that because, you know, well, we go to Church of the Highlands, which is non-denominational, but it is more like the Baptist Church than anything else. Well, it's kind of a mixture between the Baptist Church and the Pentecostal Church. So, but a lot of Christians have issues with things like that because they don't think that should go on. It's, you know, we're living under the New Testament.
Right.
But the way I look at it, when Jesus was crucified, well, when he was born, he was a Jew.
Yes.
When he was crucified, he was a Jew.
Yes.
I wonder what he'll be when he comes back.
He's a Christian now.
He'll be a Jew. He'll be a Jew.
He might not be, he might just be, I don't know. I was going to say might just be spirit. We may just all be spirits then. I don't know if we'll still be. I don't know. But I'm with you. I'm with you 100%. I get you. I got you.
That ain't what the Bible says. Bible says we'll have a new body.
I know. You think we'll be tan?
Anyway,
yes.
I don't want to be bumping around in heaven not knowing what's going on. I want to know what the festivals are. When God put the festivals in the Bible, do you know what the command was?
To keep them until he returns?
No, keep them from now on.
Okay, so
there is no return.
Right. So do you do the tents or the booths thing?
We have, yes.
How long did y'all do it for?
Well, the ones that we've done, the booths and the tents were set up at organizations. So you could go in and you could do your prayer and you could be blessed usually by a pastor or a priest or a rabbi, and then you went on. So you
didn't like do the staying in one for multiple days and all that stuff?
No, not at home.
Right. That makes sense. No, my interest in the Seder meals and stuff is to kind of know. It's kind of like, for some reason, it's escaping me, Bill. But to know the Jewish tradition makes the things that happened in the Last Supper when Jesus is saying about being the bread and the take of the bread and all that. It was a play on the Jewish tradition of what the head of the household would say, so it had more symbolism, it had more meaning, and I think we miss some of the lessons because we don't understand the culture, and so I think what you're doing is pointing us in that direction.
So if you want to participate in a Seder this year,
yes, sir.
Look up Kurt Landry Ministries.
Okay.
I believe he's out of Texas, maybe.
Okay.
He will do a Zoom Seder.
Ooh.
Well, you got to be able to eat some of the stuff, too, because it's like, it's not very good.
Well, let's do that.
If you want to experience it.
Yes, sir.
You can do a Seder anytime you want to, but he will give you the script.
Oh, and with the explanation. I got you.
There are blessings, and look, Jewish families on the Sabbath, every Friday, 52 times a year, the priest of the home, the dad, departs blessings on his children and on his wife, and then his wife turns around and blesses him. So think about this. What if every Friday you laid hands on your children and blessed them?
That's a great point, Bill.
How much would that change households?
A lot. Thanks, Bill. I appreciate it. In most of our households, we're going to have to lay hands on the kids.
It's not good.
It's yeah. And my wife.
It's because you didn't lay hands on blessing on them earlier.
Well, she may bless me out. So we'll be back. And now I find.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. How was your anniversary sale, Dot?
It was just wonderful, and I want to thank everybody that came out. It was a great time. It meant so much to me for it to be 30 years, and y'all just came out and made my day.
Well, spring is almost here. Is Eastbrook ready?
We're beginning to get the patio tables and chairs out. We've got so much there, it's hard to put it into a minute commercial. You just got to come see what we got. You know, we've got three floors and 60,000 square feet, so just come see us, because we probably got a sale or two going, and our merchandise is pretty reasonable. I think we don't charge a commission to the vendors, and so our prices are able to be a little bit less than some other places.
Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday 10 until 6, Saturday 9 until 6, and Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
So y'all come on by and see us. We'd love to have you.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
For 65 years, Guardian Credit Union has been your trusted financial partner. And now we're proud to extend that trust further by introducing Guardian Insurance Services. Whether protecting your home, car, or even your business, we've got the coverage that fits your needs. Our team is here to guide you every step of the way with the personalized service you know and love. Call 334-819-7555 for a free quote today. Guardian Insurance Services, building on 65 years of trust, now safeguarding your future.
This is Johnny from Sinclair's on Vaughn Road. We've been in business almost 30 years.
Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor.
I think if you hadn't tried us, you should give us a try. We've got a great menu, offered anything from chicken fingers, wings, salads, fajitas. At lunchtime, we do great country lunch with different vegetables and different meats every day.
Sinclair's, where you get great sandwiches and our daily meat and three special at lunch, two great pasta, chicken, steaks, and seafood for dinner.
Our most popular items are, we got a soup called She Crab Soup, which is extremely popular. We've got a bunch of pasta dishes, which people love. Mediterranean chicken is my favorite.
Sinclair's.
We do live music, light stuff on Wednesdays and Thursdays, and then on Fridays and Saturdays, maybe three-piece bands or four-piece bands.
Come see why Sinclair's has seen lesser restaurants come and go over the years. Johnny Sullivan Sinclair's at the corner of Vaughn and Taylor. Find them on Facebook at Sinclair's East. Google search Sinclair's Restaurant. Sinclair's.
This is Jacob with Best Pro Services. We are locally owned and operated, and we are proud to be a top 15 small business in the state of Alabama. We specialize in pest, mosquito, and termite control, and we would love to earn your business. Give us a call for a free inspection and estimate, 265-9990, 265-9990. Or you can visit us on the web at ppsriverregion.com or find us on Facebook at Pest Pro Services. When you want to know, call a pro. Pest Pro Services.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane, across from Del Rey to Publix.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Timing is everything, and the timing for this string of beautiful weather just in time for the Easter weekend couldn't be better. Sunshine today on this Good Friday with a high temperature up to about 74, so very comfortable. Partly cloudy, a little cool tonight, overnight low in the mid-40s. The warm-up continues tomorrow. Saturday's high 79, 83 on Easter Sunday. Abundant sunshine, just about a perfect forecast. And then mid-80s with partial sunshine, still dry Monday. The risk of showers and storms holding off till Tuesday. Tuesday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Web Bobo with Capital Tractor. Check out our special spring savings on Kubota zero-turn mowers, like the Kubota Z411. At 10 miles an hour, it makes cutting around bushes, beds, and trees a breeze. Powering Alabama. Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
The River Region's first and only News Talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. Hope you're having a great Good Friday. Happy Easter to you. Just going through the Holy Week stuff, but let me get out to Charles the First of Douany. He was on the phone yesterday afternoon. I promised I would get to him, of course. Charles the First of Douany, I hope you're having a great Good Friday, and God bless you, brother. Happy Easter to you.
Happy Easter to you. Happy Good Friday, everyone. And hello, I'm your best guy, God, everyone. I did want to say one part of the Easter story that always, you know how I am about questioning things. I might be the doubting Thomas, you know, of anything, mm-hmm. God. But I'm always fascinated by the difference of the moment when Mary Magdalene and the other lady come to the tomb.
Mm-hmm.
And the different descriptions of the men in the robes, the angels in the robes, or the glowing colors of the robes, and them being there, who they were, the differences and similarities of how they're talked of, and that being a point between death and resurrection. You get what I'm saying? That's always fascinated me. I wondered if it has anybody else.
I don't know. Now, what do you? Let's explain a little bit more, because I'm like you, Charles the First of Douany. I'll have questions, and there'll be things that I'm not sure about. And then it may be 5 years later, I'll be, you know, reading my Bible, and all of a sudden it's like crystal clear. I'm like, oh, why did I? Of course, that's the way the Bible is. But so when the ladies go there, the angel says, hey, who are you looking for? He's not here. He is risen. That angel, correct. Is that, yes, the one you're talking about?
Yes. Only in one book there's two. And if I'm not mistaken, I think in one there's just one. And they're described differently because it's a different person. It's a different, you know, Mark, John, Luke, you know.
Yeah, let me, I'm trying to get there. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I don't know yet, but I will track that down and try to see what I can figure out.
Yeah, it's just really fascinating. But I did call yesterday about something else, and you're going to remember this, I think, because months ago I had the forethought of knowing that there would be a problem. Okay, and you're gonna get it. Let's say we're gonna put everything in an old timey English setting. In our old timey English setting, as what we have said before months ago, was the Shire of Morgaine and the City of Dictator. Now, do you remember what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
Mm. Yes, and you can't talk about that now. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I think.
Okay. So, in a wonderful, let's say, at the same year that Alabama became a state, these wonderful people that did what were not being done at all at the time took the information that no one else would show and made it known to the Shire in England. Have you got me?
Okay. I'm getting there.
Okay. Yes. And so no one could talk about it because of the Jack Fanny or Cross Willis that was at the Shire at the time. Did you get that?
No, I think I'm losing you. I'm looking for an article that might help me there, and we can send our listeners there.
Yes. Now, here's the thing. there was a death in this story, in this old timey English story, and it had to do with the whatever you call the old cops at the time in England. They didn't want to follow the English constitutional rule of law, and they found that if they went with the people that got the horses, when someone said that they've got my horse, they didn't have to have a warrant or the necessary papers to go wherever they wanted to. And they were all a bunch of knights that got together. And how can we be gung-ho? We played these games when we were younger, and we don't get to do anything now, and we want to bypass things to get in the midst of the action. Is that making sense to you?
Mm-hmm, a little bit.
And if the persons like the mongers and the tailors and the Miss Vice would go to that town with the idea of, let's go to where these knights used to meet to want to do this, they would uncover a big, huge story of what was really going on that can't be talked about any longer. And that's part of the reason that it wouldn't be talked about. Are you following me there, Scott?
Yeah, I'm struggling. I'm struggling now, brother. Yes.
Any questions that you could ask me that I can make this clear for you?
Are we talking about either the lead up or the afterwards of the Stephen Perkins issue in Decatur?
Well, I wouldn't say. I just wouldn't be allowed to say. I'm telling you a little analogous story here, Scott.
I got you. Okay. So in your story, there is more to the story, and maybe people will endeavor to find out more about what happened in old England in the Shire of Morgan.
Yes, in the city of Decatur. Where the mayor's name is Billiard.
You got it, right.
Crab Billiard.
Thanks, Charles the First. We're passing it along.
Okay.
Huntsville media refuses to air the Aaliyah body cam footage of the Stephen Perkins shooting.
I listened to that story,
mm-hmm.
read it, and I find it interesting that it's our own, perhaps, let me say perhaps, Scott,
mm-hmm.
is it our own, what other unarmed man shooting story could there be, except that this person was warned multiple times and they mm-hmm. did try to do this and he knew, and then they're pretending like he didn't know.
Yeah.
Any death is tragedy. Oh my gosh, excuse me, everybody, I'm sorry.
And I've not really dug into it. The problem we have in America with these kinds of things is that we're being so worn down
mm-hmm.
by... There are people who will make every molehill into a mountain.
Mm-hmm.
And then when there is genuinely a mountain, we're like, it's probably another molehill. And that's when the tragedy kind of occurs.
Yes.
But I would lay the skepticism at the feet of the people who have made every event into something it's not. And we find out later it's not. So, it a tragedy occurs that could have been avoided. So I just don't know where to fall because I don't know the whole story. And I think we should do like we're told to do, find out all the facts, don't jump to conclusions, and then let justice be done. But make sure justice is done. If somebody did something wrong, there should be justice for that. And if everything was right, we should say it was justified.
That's a great way to put it. And I also think, and you probably are the same way, I'm very curious when somebody refuses to do something
mm-hmm.
that would offer an eye into what happened.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm immediately curious. But I remember when the story happened and then to find out these things that, again, came to light this week.
And I think Charles the First would do when he... Charles the First would do when he doesn't call and say things that he doesn't know things about.
Correct.
And I don't know of a time when he's... going out on a limb to say something's going on that I know that it mm. wasn't true.
Mm.
So I know people listen, especially in places of power. Maybe so they should just look a little closer. doing a little digging. Maybe a little digging beyond the story, beyond the headlines, and kind of find out.
Yep.
And just see.
That's right.
A lot of stuff to do today on this Good Friday. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Have you ever considered turning your home into a rental and build wealth at the same time? People throughout the River Region are doing that right now. By investing wisely in the right property or turning your current home into a rental is the secret. Hiring a property manager to professionally manage your property is the way to prosperity. Our company does all of the advertising, personally showing prospective tenants, does a thorough background check and credit report, before moving forward. Over 15 critical services are provided to our clients in protecting the asset, but also providing the best residence in your home possible, collecting rent on time and frequent inspections, help landlords feel better about renting their house, and to provide clean, well-kept homes that anybody would be proud to call home. For a complete list of property management services, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group at 221-2883 or 551-0225.
HealthWise Foods and Irwin Naturals has a huge comprehensive line of men's health products. Trouble with low T, low libido, or prostate support? Check out Irwin Natural products like Testosterone Up, Prosta Strong, Horny Goat Weed, and more. HealthWise Foods and Irwin Naturals have healthy alternatives to help with these vital issues. Find Irwin Naturals at HealthWise Foods, family owned for over 36 years. HealthWise Foods, 5147 Atlanta Highway, open 7 days a week. Call 277-9925 or visit them on Facebook.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Don't you love the feeling of coming home to a clean house? Let Southern Bells Cleaning Service get your home in order. Families in the River Region trust Southern Bells because they know Callan and Jesse will show up on time and believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. They bring all their own supplies and specialize in full-service, residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bells today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bells Cleaning River Region.
In today's fast-paced world, we don't get enough time to make self-care a priority. Let William Mason Salon in Prattville be your self-care sanctuary. In Aveda Concept Salon, William Mason stylists offer world-class hair care. Their focus on continuing education keeps them inspired and on trend. Come visit their new location at 694 Commerce Court, Suite C in Prattville. Give the gift of beauty with a gift certificate to William Mason Salon. Call them today and schedule your appointment at 285-7200. Find them on Facebook or go to William Mason Salon.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The Health.
Make it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
back into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. We're doing a Holy Week thing on this Good Friday. Like I've said before, it is the gospel is Christ and Christ crucified in the resurrection on Easter. And what we do with that, that's the whole thing. We can either say it's a good story, we can ignore it, we can rebel against it, but that is the choice for all of us for eternity. Some people don't like it. I understand I might lose some listeners, but it is the truth, and I feel led to speak the truth on this Holy Week. We're to Thursday in the week, and it is called Holy Thursday or Maundy Thursday. And as was stated earlier, it has to do with Jesus washing the disciples' feet. And it's kind of interesting, though, because I kind of would, if I was doing the name of it, naming, I think I would have made it like Last Supper Thursday. I'm being serious.
You know what? I mean, obviously.
I don't know who came. I mean, look, I'm not arguing with the tradition. I'm just saying, isn't Thursday when the Last Supper was?
Yes, that is correct.
So why isn't it Supper Thursday or Last Supper Thursday?
Because Maundy means I give you a new commandment. That's what Maundy is.
Oh, so it's the summary of the whole thing. Yes. Okay. So it's not just the commandment of washing the feet. It's the command. I'm giving you all this. It's the new covenant is coming. Hey, we're here, boys. And I'm drinking the wine and the all that kind of stuff. And then we make it to Good Friday, last day of Jesus' life on earth before the resurrection. He was betrayed by Judas for how many pieces of?
30 pieces of silver.
Silver.
That's a whole other story.
There's all sorts of meaning, yes. Yes, and that's part of what we miss, and I wish we had more time, and there's just so much.
Can I ask a question many reflections. Of the panel?
Yes, you may.
I thought this to be somewhat profound. I like to get people's opinion, particularly people who are believers. How do you feel about Judas? How do you think Judas came out in the end? It's a tough question. I know I may be putting you on the spot here, but it's something to think about.
No, I don't know. I've always, did Judas have a choice?
Right.
When he takes the money back, is he repenting? Then he commits suicide, right?
Yes.
Commits suicide. I don't know.
And doesn't it also say at the supper table that Satan entered Judas, and Jesus said, "Whatever you do, do quickly."
Yes.
Did he not
Go
say that?
Go into what you must do. Do it quickly.
Did he also tell him it'd be better if he had not been born? Or
yes.
Now that's another.
Yeah. And see, here's my thing. Look, I'm a human being. I don't want anyone. The nice way of saying it is to not be saved. I want everyone to be saved. I don't want anyone to go to hell. So I get uncomfortable when I'm saying, hey, look, you know, there's a very good chance that Judas went to hell. Because that's the tough part. I don't know why we have such a tough time talking about that. There's only two choices. And we always want to talk about heaven this and heaven that, and everybody goes to heaven, et cetera, et cetera. None of us go to heaven except through Christ, except through Jesus. Jesus decides. And I don't know all the details. That's like when people try to get the pointy question about, well, what about the person who's a native in the jungles of the Amazon, you know, what happens to them? You know what? I don't know.
We don't have to know.
I'm pretty sure Jesus is going to make a good decision.
Right.
Yeah. And it's up to him. He decides. I don't. Next question. We get ourselves so wrapped up. It's kind of like the question of the different gospel stories at the tomb. One says, like Charles I of Duny was saying, one says there were two angels. Mm-hmm. Another one talks about the one angel speaking to them.
Right.
And I think it's part of God's brilliance. He gives us four gospels. Different accounts of the same situations. Because think about the alternative. You get four gospels and people say, well, I don't know. There's the story's really not different, but the stories aren't perfectly the same. Amy Beth and I are writing about this show today. My version of this show will be different than her version of this show, and both versions will be true. Sky writes one. His will be different, but his will be true as well.
Right.
But think about it, if there was only